Simon Shin Aleph, Sif Beis. Balabai Sheesh Lahar Rebotim Bechotzer, Vihishila Naskir Lacher. Matt, can you put it, can you mute?
Yeah, I just did.
Okay, thank you. So the Balabai is, he has multiple homes, and he has rented out. Or lent out some of those homes. They should be called echad mehen. The worm shed and mitolim b'shabbos. Machbas kavlan and machbas hisa. There are large items which he is storing in these places, which cannot be moved on Shabbos either because they're too heavy to move, or because they're also to move their mooks, etc. So Shem Durham Shah also the Tatal Mafil Sarh Makarma, then also to Mimatal to the Sarkuv Sarh Makarmai. So now, Sanadorm Bohem Oisimalov. So these people do not get a din of Balabayas against him. Vishanao Sukulam Ka'archim Etzloy, since it's still his house, he's still using it to store things there. The things which cannot be removed on Shabbos, so it's guaranteed that for Shabbos he's going to continue to be a user in that place. Then we look at them as guests in his home. So he owns five homes, you know, and there's all of them are his homes. He has guests in those homes. There's no need for an Eruv. So if he would be the only owner in the Chotzer, there'd be no need for an Eruv because everybody is his guest. Even though they didn't make an Eruv, everybody's allowed to carry. If, however, these properties are not his, he doesn't own them or he has not rented them. But this whole argument is it's really his home, and he hasn't abdicated his ownership by allowing them to live there because he's using it for storage as well. But it's not his home to start with. So the fact that he's storing something there doesn't take away the fact that they now are the user of the place. They're the shoyl or the soicher of that property is the user of the place, and now we have multiple owners here in the chotzer, and we need an eruv. Zotin Ramah, Miesh Armrim, some say that even the first din, that they do not need to make an Erev, is only the Chozeh Kashein Diyurim B'chotzer Elohim. All we have is these five houses. They all belong to him, and he has four people staying in those houses, and he's living in one himself. So then there's no need for an Erev. Aval Kashiyesh Diyurim Acherim U'molichim Eruv An Etzlam Tzrichim Kol Echad La'arev. If there are other people, there's eight people in the Chotzer, he owns five homes, there's three homes that he does not own, and there's a need for an Erev because of those people, vis-a-vis him, so then these people have to contribute to the heir of his renters must contribute to the heir of as well. The only considered botel to him due to his presence in there if there's nothing else in the whole place with other people. So once other people have to contribute, they are not really his guests, and therefore once the other people have to contribute, they also have to contribute. So they don't trip the wire to Mimichayim and Erev. But once the wire is tripped, they're not really considered his guests. Okay. Fine. Echad shesachar bayis min ha'eved kechavim. The person rented a home from the goy, and then v'hisker echad min habira l'chavera. So we're calling that room now this house of Bira. He rented out one of the rooms. So, imitchilo l'schora adaita l'hachi, havali ki'ilu kol habira shaloi v'hisker echim en abatim l'chaveiroi. If his original intent was to take the home for his own usage, so that the pshat is, now he's taken ownership, through skiris, he's taken ownership, and now he is the case before. He is allowing somebody to use one of the rooms, maintaining ownership of that room due to the fact that he has items there, etc. But even though one of them has some element of control over the other place. He's storing things there, etc. But since in the original arrangement, when he went to the goy, the plan was to take some for himself and some for somebody else. He never became the owner of that part, that this halacha should be relevant. This halacha is only relevant if you're the owner. And you, like we said before, it's only if you're the owner and you have, even after you rent out, you have still some tzitzis yad in the building, in that house, that apartment. So you don't lose your ownership through that. But over here, he never was the owner in a certain sense, because when he rented from the goy, the plan was up front, he's taking part for himself and part for somebody else. So even if you have a tzitzis yad, it doesn't help. So this is the din of tzitzis yad. This is one of the main places, the concept of tzitzis yad. So a person who says this halacha is only if the person's storing something there for himself. So let's say I have a rented apartment. So Reuven owns the apartment. He owns all of the furniture in the apartment. Now Shimon moves in and says, oh, well, it's Shimon's apartment, but Shimon's renting it, but Reuven has all the stuff there. He has the couch and he has a table. The couch and the table are there for Shimon. They're not there for Reuven. That's not called tzitzis yad. But Reuven has something he needs to store. So Shimon, you're renting the apartment, but I need to keep that cabinet over there to store things for myself. And that's something which cannot be removed on Shabbos. The things that are just stored there are muksa, or they're very, very heavy and hard to move. So even if I rent it out, I've held on to the property for my own personal usage. So that's tzitzis yad.
So the apartment buildings, the poskim will hold that you don't need an eruv. Are they disagreeing with that?
They're disagreeing with that argument. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So it's thinking by hotels, it's thinking by apartment buildings. Hospitals are a little more kuldic, because you don't really rent the room. You don't really have a skiris on a room, because any time they can move wherever they want. Whereas when you rent an apartment, they gave me apartment 312, all of a sudden they say, we're moving you. What do you mean you're moving me? I rented 312. We signed a contract on 312. I don't go into the hospital and say, I'm getting room 472, and that, you can't move me. So you don't really get a skiris there. Right. The Mekilim assume that's true, but the Maisa, the main place came out, said that the whole Lomas way it's being presented, the point is you're holding on to it for you're still living there. Okay. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah a little bit about that. Okay, Mishnah Berurah, Siv Zayin, which starts the last word on the previous page. So he has this property, which he then lends or rents out. Shilon. Davka k'she shilon the zman meruba, avim shilon the fisho ein oyser lo b'cholinyan. So he's giving it out for a period of time. So the Be'er Lacha says that the shear for long or short is 30 days. After 30 days, that's when you're lending it to somebody. So just a short period of time, and then you expect him to leave. But it's really what you're doing is letting him live in your house. So that's this is the issue. You're giving it out that he's for a year, he's using it. In a certain sense, you're giving it over to him. No, then you do the Svar Tzitzis Yad. But if you just kept letting him stay for 3 days, he's your guest. He's not taking ownership. So if the Balabais has tzitzis yad, either because items are so heavy they can't be moved, or they're also to move. Rach with covered up covered. There's the Chazanish, which we spoke about, says an item which, because of its weight, you're kaveil and mokim. So you're basically being maxedas from tiltal. You're not being maxedas from using the item, because the item is useful in this place where it is. So I have a very heavy cabinet. I'm not moving it. It's not muksa. But according to Chazanish, if it's something you put, and you're not going to move it, machlas kavdan, possibly machlas kavdan, and the concern it might break or something, and it's valuable, so you don't want to do that. So we hope that it becomes muksa. We're saying that that's not true. Doesn't become muksa, But the Kolam Kimashiyesh, so it's theoretically, potentially possible to move. Since it's terrible. The Knoysen ain't directly to the Shabbos, so we're not going to move it on Shabbos, and therefore we assume it's there for the whole Shabbos. So I have not, as it were, let go of my ownership of the usage of the property. Or so Latatam, a field of the Sark Makaiman, the Mahimatuz, the Tatam Sark Makaiman, as she starred Balabayas, the Shamish Ben Shabbos, the Tzima Basin Machmazes and Tzima, we assure Shom, he says, yeah, there's something which is Klesh Malatalis, or you can move with the Tzara Kuba, the Tzara Kuba, so you, again, you're not guaranteed that it'll stay there the whole Shabbos, because you might end up moving it on Shabbos, the Tzara Kuba, the Tzara Kuba. So it's a type of Mamuksa which cannot be moved even the Tzara Kuba, the Tzara Kuba. So you are guaranteed this item is going to stay there for Shabbos. So you have Tzisa's Yad, so then the Lach is they do not need to contribute to the Erev, because Shanasa Kulam Ka'archim, Kimash Lysilik, Atzim, and Mibatim, Elo, Mikobakal, he didn't totally remove himself from the property. They actually have to be there. It's not enough that he has permission to bring things there. I leave a clause in the contract that if I need storage space, I will store it there. Okay, but I haven't. Meanwhile, I'm not storing anything there, so that's not going to help. It has to be that he's actively storing things there. The Maisa on this issue. So the Chazanish and others say that if it's only he's storing things there, which are there for himself. Ramosha says as long as he has something in there, that's good enough. And that's the make Mekilim bring Samech on Ramosha. Fine. Etzloy, it's like they're guessed by him. Marik Shashyeshlo Rishus Lanir Shom. See, he can't. So, in a certain sense, he's given away part of the property because he's only allowed to use one part of the apartment, one part of the room, one part of the building. But the rest is given away. But since in that building or in that apartment, he has some usage, so he remains the user and their guests. Amelah b'shus is a klal. Rashi niach shom v'derech mikra ein b'peter lo b'zeh. If the pshat is there, he didn't really maintain the right. You know, he has a right to demand it, but rather when he does it, they don't say anything because, like, you know, they don't mind. There's plenty of space. Why not? That's the arrangements. That's not called that he's still the owner because he doesn't have ownership. He doesn't have the right to do it. He can't force them. Can't force them to allow him to do that. So that's not. That would be, then there'd be different. Now that's all talking about that he's the owner. We made about him shaloi. So the din of the layout marish about him shaloi be'etzem. So either the houses are his, or shehu socher, or shehu shol etzloi, or he has rented or borrowed these properties. And then he skirin, he shil nachar, and then he turned around and sublet them to somebody else. So since he's the renter on record, vis-a-vis the real owner, he by renting took over by others on the property, and now he decided to not use himself but to give it to somebody else. That's fine. I mean, assuming he's allowed to do that from the chash mishpat aspect, but the copy this halacha over here in Aruch Chaim, by renting it, he becomes the owner de jure, right? He becomes the halachically, he gets the status of the owner for these purposes, and now he's renting it out to somebody else, while meanwhile keeping usage for himself. Okay. Now, a man by Shaykh Loy Klau, and if I skipped. No, fine. A man by Shaykh Loy Klau, if he has no ownership at all, El Shem Heim Shkain and Bechotzer, Bechalech Yesh Loy Bais with the Hatzmai. So we both own, each one owns the house over here, and I made arrangement with you that I have rights to store things with you. For whatever reason, you're willing to do that. So I have things with you, but you're the owner still, not me. So now, it's not the pshat, I'm the owner and you're the guest. Right? Reuben and Shimon. Reuben owns the house, Shimon owns the house, and Reuben has gotten rishos from Shimon to store things in Shimon's property. Now we say, oh, come Shabbos, Reuben has the right to put things there. Shimon is his guest. No, not Shimon's the owner. Reuben's the guest. So now there's two people who have ownership. You need an Eruv. Came along the Ramal, and they're still talking about there's nobody else there. When does this idea of Tisa's Yad work? These renters and these borrowers are the only people who live in this chatzer. Only he and these other people. Now, skip the brackets for a second. If A, there's other homes which are not connected to him, and B, that the heir is being placed not by him but by one of the other homes, so in that situation, there's a haloi balabais, balav hachi tzarach litzin chelik, but he has to contribute. So then, if this shita holds, when all you have is he, and these people, so since he doesn't have to contribute to the Eruv, so they're tofel to him and there's no need for an Eruv. But if he has to contribute to the Eruv, they're not tofel to him and they don't have to contribute to the Eruv. They're not that much his guest. So now, the person has to contribute to the Eruv when there's other people there, A. And B, it's not placed, because the law is that the owner of the home where the Eruv is placed does not need to contribute. So that'd be one way to have a scenario, even though there's other diurim, they doesn't have to contribute. That was the brackets that we skipped. We'll go back to that in a second. So once he has to contribute anyway, the fact that they are renting from him doesn't relieve them from the responsibility to contribute. Okay. The Migo the Shari the Urim Oisriya Balabayas Hanach Shadarm Basunami Asri Love Achitnu Khalik Bayrev. So once other people are affecting him, these people also are considered distinct and separate, and they would asr on him. Now we skipped over here. What about a scenario that there are multiple diurim other than his renters, but they're placing the error by him? So look, he doesn't have to contribute. The whole argument was, there are other diurim besides his renters. So example, we gave him, there were six, there's eight houses in the chutzah. He owns one, he's renting out four, three are not owned by him. So they're just the five of them, he and his four renters, so they don't need for Eruv. But if there are, and he has tfisas yad in these properties, so there's no need for Eruv. But once there's three other diurim, which that clearly is going to need for an Eruv, once there's a need for Eruv, these people also need to contribute to the Eruv. The Mishabura says that, however, the argument is because that it's not just they have to contribute to the Eruv, they have to make an Eruv, it's because they are affecting him, they're forcing him to contribute. So since he has to contribute, so then in that sense, they're not going to become bottle and included in his contribution. They have to give their own contribution. But in a scenario where he doesn't have to contribute, even though there are multiple diurim, other diurim is because, let's say, the Eruv is being placed in his home. So he doesn't have to contribute. So then you can't say, well, Migul, that he has to contribute, they also have to, the other renters have to contribute. That's not true. He's not giving anything. Okay. Go back to the brackets. Filiyesh al-Dir Mechotzer, el-Shoysen al-Dirim Mevi'en Eruvon, u'maniyachin o'yisim be'beis ba'alabayis zeh. Okay. Now, Mr. Burr says, I'll take it a step further. Not only I'm going to be making a case where they bring the Eruv to him, they bring the Eruv to one of the homes that he's renting out. And that's where they put the Eruv. Oh, Be'achem, Mi'bathem, Shulam, Shiesh, the Balabai, Tvisis Yabraham. was in Tikkun Kalit in Erev Pas, Visha Kol about him, Elohim Kabay Sachas, Bayesha Erev Munachboy, Ain Sorak Litain Pas. So, Hiyos Dalomna says that there is Orchim. So we look at it as one, even though it's multiple buildings, properties, rooms, etc., it's one big property. So the Erev is placed in this property. So then he doesn't have to. They don't. He doesn't have to contribute to the Erev. Therefore, the other members who are renting him do not need to contribute either. Yeah. Fine. Mishabura Yudalit. So Ramos said a case where he rented from the goy, and then he turned around and sublet part of it to a Jew. So he gave one of the rooms. The Ramos phrase Echemenabira doesn't really have an explanation. One of the large building. One what? One room, or one suite. Sif. In the original rental from the goy, he did not have this intent. He didn't have intent to do that. So you can't say that he was being kind of from the goy for that person. But rather, he's kind of the whole thing for himself, and then he's turned around, and eventually he's renting it out. So that's the case of a balabayas. He got through schiras, but he's a balabayas, and he's renting it out. That's the dinner for. But in a case where he, in the original rental from the goy, his plan was to give out this property to another Jew. So we look at it as if when he rented from the goy, he was renting partially for himself and partially for somebody else. So he never became the owner of that part of the property. They were both agreeable to have used this property together, and that was the plan. And when he rented the goy, that was the plan. So then he shot the highest circum in Akam, Shlichusa, the Chabri, Kaobed, Rishtayim, Shavim, Bedarbebaise. So it comes out, he's acting, representing the interests of the subletter. So he's not a subletter anymore. He's an equal. You're renting it from the goy for both of us. The only difference in the case of the goy and the case of the yid. I'm not sure why it should make a difference. Yeah. I'm not sure why it should make a difference.
The original owner.
Right. Yeah, he's totally renting it out. So. Right. Okay. So then he said that then it's not going to work. He only has three says, yeah. The fact that he has something there doesn't change anything. And that's really what's happening over here. We look at it as if it was rented originally for both partners, both individuals. So now, they both became simultaneous owners. So the fact that one is storing by the other one doesn't change anything. Okay. Fine. Sif Gimel deals with this people sharing a property. Chamesh Chaburis Sheshav Shibatraklin. Michilkuba b'mechitzas. They had a very large building, and they're all sharing it. And this is where they are for Shabbos. Or this can be an ongoing arrangement. So, but instead of the five groups not having their own section, etc., Chilkuba b'mechitzas, they went and they divided up inside with mechitzas between the parts of the property. If Arvin Kulam Zalzet, if the exit requires that each one goes through the space of the other, so the fellow through this din has to walk through everybody else's property to get out, etc., etc., because the only exit out to the chotzer is through the first room. Shein pesa basur lachotzer ella hachitzin klum arvin derech alav. Everybody walks through the outermost property, the outer room. So it comes out that even after they've divided it up, they've maintained for themselves a right and a usage for part of the property. So so the two innermost, let's say the cases, there's five, they were saying the case where there's five rooms, so the fellow is the furthest in, then there's a person adjacent to him, which is the way out, so he's, the furthest in is number one, the fellow's number two, number three, four, five, and then you get it to the outside. So we say rooms one and two need to contribute to the Erev, because those are two shutfin in a chaser, and rooms three, four, and five are functioning like the Beis Shar, which it said for is not doesn't have to contribute to the Erev. They're living in the Beis Shar. They're living in the access point for the inner rooms. And the Bishop is going to say, well, you could argue that this would be room number two also. If you tell me that three, four, and five do not need to contribute because they're the Beis Shar of the innermost rooms, so say rooms two, three, four, five do not contribute because they're all Beis Shar for room number one. So Mishnah Berurah is going to deal with that question. That's talking about the only exit that they have out to the chotzer is through the outermost room. But each one had its own access out to the chotzer. So then, each one is distinct and separate, and each one is not a beishar for the other. So that situation, then the halacha is, we're going to differentiate between how divided up is the building. That's the next step. The Ramah adds a kinesh of error, that each one had a pesach to the chotzer, oy she'ein, oy remzal zeh. So whatever exit they have, they're not going through one to the other. Kol echad yesh lo pesach pesuach lebeis shar shelifneihem lebeis shar pesuach lechatzur. So the first case is that each one had an exit out to the chatzur, or each one had an exit out to the beis shar. And the Beishar had exit to the Chatzah. So they do not need to go through each property. So then the outer room is not a Beishar to the inner room. So then what's it? We say, well, so then everybody has, if that's true, there's a distinct type of properties, everybody has to contribute. But the mice, it's one building. So if you take one building, one room, and you put groups of people sitting inside of there, both whoever chose to use this room, that's they're not going to ask one or the other because it's all the same bias. So we have to next define, is there any way that they would now divide up the room that we consider them halachically like it's two separate rooms to the point of that they must make an error or not? So that's the leave that for tomorrow.